Texte numéro 105. The worst is over. Why Germany now loves to go vegetarian. Inside a shopping mall in South Berlin, two colleagues are chomping on hamburgers and fries, cheese running down their fingers as they try to beat the lunchtime clock. Feelings of guilt are in short supply this Friday afternoon. The burger joint where the two women have grabbed a bite is called Vincent Vegan, and the patty inside the brioche bun is made of wheat, barley and soya. If we eat fast food, we may as well cut out the beef to feel a bit better about it, says Tatiana Kroger, a retail assistant who says she tries to go meat-free about 3 days a week. In the land famous for its endless regional varieties of sausage, such culinary habits are no longer a niche trend, but part of the mainstream, as a survey published in the scientific journal Foods discovered this month. It found that out and proud omnivores, those who eat meat without any restrictions, are for the first time a minority in Germany. Around 42% of those questioned said they were deliberately reducing their consumption of meat in some form by keeping to a diet that was either vegetarian, vegan, pescatarian or flexitarian, meaning centred around plant food with the occasional piece of meat on the side. France, the other great European carnivore nation, surveyed in the project, trailed behind its neighbour, with 68.5% of respondents claiming to eat meat without restraint. In both countries, those who have curbed their meat eating said they had done so out of concerns for animal welfare and the environment. The social implications of the German numbers here are potentially quite profound, said Bryant. The view that being a carnivore is normal is part of the lay moral reasoning for continuing to eat meat. But once that is a minority view and meat replacement options become cheaper and tastier, the trend is likely to continue in one direction. Overall, meat consumption in Germany and France remains higher than in the developing world, and any declining tendency is expected to be outweighed by developing countries becoming more carnivorous as their purchasing power increases. Global production of meat is forecast to increase by 15% in the decade to 2027. The shift in balance was nonetheless significant, Bryant said, where France has a trade surplus and Germany a deficit in agri-food goods. The survey also found evidence for substantially large markets in France and Germany for cultured meat grown in laboratories, which optimistic forecasts see clearing EU regulatory hurdles as early as 2022. German consumers were more open to the concept than French shoppers, especially if they could be reassured that in vitro meat would not be genetically modified. Adapted from The Guardian, September 2020.